Hello, this is Kerry. I can't stress how important becoming a good communicator is. The most successful and fulfilled people in life are often the best communicators. Effective communication is actually both simple and complex to learn. I'll focus on the complexity of it. Most people believe communication is just speaking. It's not. My perspective is both personal and professional communication is done through four different means. First is oral, speaking. And there's all types. It's not just one form. It's in person. It's on the phone. It's with one person. It's several people. There's so many and more than that. There's written, texting, emailing, letters, PowerPointing, memos, all sorts of different ways for written communication. So you've got oral and written. Yeah, I could talk about each of these I could talk for a half a day on each of them. Both important, oral and written. The third one, visual. Think of it. I'm actually, as I'm talking right now, I'm using my hands and my body. I'm smiling a bit. Okay. You can't see that. I've got to find a way to communicate effectively, do that through these, through oral, really, through speaking. But if I'm there visually, how you use your hands and body, are you folding your arms in a stance? Or are you open? Are you smiling? Think about when you talk to people. Totally different feeling when someone smiles versus when they're angry. Totally different. Clothing and appearance. Okay, is it formal? How am I dressed? Is it informal? Is it casual? A lot depends. When you're looking at communication, when you're communicating who you are and what you are, that matters. It matters differently to different people. I'm a very casual person. I like talking to people when they are dressed casual. They may like it when it's more formal. How do you understand that? How do you understand the different people? The fourth one we talked about in a previous episode is listening. So I'll skip over that for now. But think about it. All forms of communication, oral, speaking, written, writing, visual, looking. What do you see? What's a person saying? What are they writing? To fully understand how to effectively communicate in all the ways I just said, okay? Again, oral, written, visual, and listening. It would take so much longer than my podcast. It comes from an understanding that all of them are important to convey the proper message to whoever you're communicating with. You've got to understand, does the person you're talking to prefer in person versus phone? Do they prefer phone versus text? Do they prefer text versus phone? It's very, very interesting. I have an aunt who's 85 who I'm trying to teach her how to text, and she says, no, you know, I like talking on the phone. Okay, so that's what I do with her. It's more difficult because I need to talk to her about everything versus just quick answers and what I got used to. The simple thing to understand when you think simply about communication is that everyone communicates differently. And you make an effort to, one, understand their communication style, like I've sort of been saying. I'll tell you, a great example of this is it took me a while when my kids went to college to understand they did not want to communicate by phone. If I want to talk to them by phone, it may be weeks. Usually at least a week, they'll call on a weekly basis, but it could be a couple weeks before they talk to them. But they preferred texting. So we never communicated at first. Once I started texting them, we communicated several times a day. It's great. I had to change my communication style. Very difficult for someone who's been doing it a certain way for a long time. Like I said about my aunt, who likes to talk on the phone. You also, second thing you need to do is also communicate your message as clearly and succinctly as possible. For example, when you're asked a question, answer it directly. And sort of like I said in that interview process, go into a specific explanation after that. In personal communication, it's so often neglected. Think of the person who rambles on for several minutes and never directly answers a question you asked. You know them. I mean, it happens all the time. Sometimes you may do it. Stop yourself. Okay, someone asks you, hey, did you go out last night? Say yes. I did a couple things. Here's what I did. That's an easy one. But it may be something as simple as, hey, do you know if Jimmy went to the to the play. And then you start going to a whole story about Jimmy without answering a question. Like I said this before when I discussed interviewing in an earlier episode, but it bears repeating. It's extremely important in an interview to directly answer a question. Too many people ramble on in them and they have, or they have one word answers. You got to answer it, but then go into details. And I've said this before in previous episodes, it's the single most important factor in getting a job. Okay. It's also the single most important, or one of the most important things, just when you're talking with anybody. Get to the point. I'll do that right now. I'll end it with, please learn how to effectively communicate. Strong communication skills will definitely help you effectively manage your life. This is Kerry Siegel imploring you to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes over you.